ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So we are reading from the introduction of Srimad Bhagavad Gita written by S.E. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And I was told by Mataji Parvati to read till the Bhagavad Gita, till written Bhagavad Gita at the end of the paragraph. So anyway, I will read what I was. So it starts on page 7, the last paragraph, and it finishes on page 8. Out of these five basic subject matter in Bhagavad Gita, it is established that the Supreme Godhead or Krishna or Brahman or the Supreme Controller or Paramatma, you may use whatever name you like, is the greatest of all. The living beings are in quality like the Supreme Controller. For instance, the Lord has control over the universal affairs of material nature, as will be explained in the later chapters of Bhagavad Gita. Material nature is not independent. She is acting under the direction of the Supreme Lord. As Lord Krishna says, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyati Sa Chara Charam. This material nature is working under my direction. When we see wonderful things happening in the cosmic nature, we should know that behind this cosmic manifestation there is a controller. Nothing could be manifested without being controlled. It is childish not to consider the controller. For instance, a child may think that an automobile is quite wonderful to be able to run without a horse or other animal pulling it, but the sane man knows the nature of the automobile's engineering arrangement. He always knows that behind the machinery there is a man, a driver. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is the driver, under whose direction everything is working. Now the jivas, or the living entities, have been accepted by the Lord, as we will note in later chapters. As is part and parcel. A particle of gold is also gold. A drop of water from the ocean is also salty, and similarly, we, the living entities, being part and parcel of the Supreme Controller, Ishvara, or Bhagavan, Lord Sri Krishna, have all the qualities of the Supreme Lord in minute quantity, because we are minute Ishvara, subordinate Ishvara. We are trying to control nature, as presently we are trying to control space or planets. And this tendency to control is there because it is in Krishna. But although we have a tendency to lord it over material nature, we should know that we are not the Supreme Controller. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Actually, I prepared the next paragraph, who ends up also with in the Bhagavad Gita, and I think it corresponds to what Parvati Mataji wanted me to prepare. So I will read the following. What is the material nature? This is also explained in the Gita as inferior prakriti, inferior nature. The living entity is explained as the superior prakriti. Prakriti is always under control. Whether inferior or superior, prakriti is female and she is controlled by the Lord, just as the activities of a wife are controlled by the husband. Prakriti is always subordinate, predominated by the Lord. Who is the predominator? The living entities and material nature are both predominated, controlled by the Supreme Lord. According to the Gita, the living entities, although part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, are to be considered prakriti. This is clearly mentioned in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam itasvanyam prakriti vidim me param. This material nature is my inferior prakriti, but beyond this, there is another prakriti that is jiva bhutam, the living entities. Material nature itself is constituted by three qualities: the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, and the mode of ignorance. Above these modes, there is eternal time, and by a combination of these modes of nature, and under the control and purview of eternal time, there are activities which are called karma. These activities are being carried out from time immemorial, and we are suffering or enjoying the fruits of our activities. For instance, suppose I am a businessman and have worked very hard with intelligence and have amassed a great bank balance, then I am an enjoyer. But then, say I have lost all my money in business, then I am a sufferer. Similarly, in every field of life, we enjoy the result of our work or we suffer the result. This is called karma. Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, Jiva, the living entity, Prakriti, nature, Kala, eternal time, and karma, activity, are all explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Out of these five, the Lord, the living entities, material nature, and time are eternal. The manifestation of Prakriti may be temporary, but it is not false. Some philosophers say that the manifestation of material nature is false, but according to the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, or according to the philosophy of the Vaishnavas, this is not so. The manifestation of the world is not accepted as false, it is accepted as real, but temporary. It is likened unto a cloud which moves across the sky, or the coming of the rainy season which nourishes grains. As soon as the rainy season is over and as soon as the cloud goes away, all the crops which were nourished by the rain dry up. Similarly, this material manifestation takes place at a certain interval, stays for a while and then disappears. Such are the working of Prakriti. But this cycle is working eternally. Therefore, Prakriti is eternal. It is not false. The Lord refers to this as my Prakriti. This material nature is the separated energy of the Supreme Lord. And similarly, the living entities are also the energy of the Supreme Lord, although they are not separated, but eternally related. So the Lord, the living entity, material nature, and time are all interrelated and are all eternal. However, the other item, karma, is not eternal. The effects of karma may be very old indeed. We are suffering or enjoying the result of our activities from time immemorial. But we can change the result of our karma. But we can change the result of our karma or our activity, and this change depends on the perfection of our knowledge. We are engaged in various activities. Undoubtedly, we do not know what sort of activities we should adopt to gain relief from the action and reaction of all these activities, but this is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. So thanks to Srila Prabhupada that he gave us this wonderful translation of Bhagavad Gita with wonderful illuminated purport so that we can figure out, we can reflect and understand what should be our activities in this material world so that we may become free of this eternal entanglement in the laws of action and reaction called karma. So it is explained Actually, I would say that it is the most important item of this section of the introduction is the end, where Prabhupada say, we would like to free ourselves from the reaction of karma, but we don't know how to act in such a way to get free from this karma. And Prabhupada explained, it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So from the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, Krishna already speaking to Arjuna about that. Krishna says, I already told you so much about the philosophy of Sankhya. Eshate bihita Sankhya, buddhya yoga dvimam shrinu, buddhya yukto yaya parta, karma bandham prahasyasi. He says, I already presented to you this philosophy of Sankhya that explained the difference between the spirit and matter. And there is more than 30 verses, a description of the nature of the soul that is eternal, that is indestructible. Nenam chindanti shastrani, nenam dahati pavaka, na chenam kledayantyapo, na shashayati maruta. The soul cannot be slain by a weapon, cannot be dry by wind, cannot be touched by water, by fire, nothing. Nothing, no material element can touch the soul. So Krishna repeats this explanation for a few verses. So you cannot break the soul. You cannot attack the soul with any dangerous weapon. It's not possible. Any material element cannot touch the soul by any means. So to impress on our imagination, on our mind, that the soul is of a completely different nature than material nature. You cannot do anything to the soul. So this is the first presentation of spirituality that is given by Sri Krishna in the first half of second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Then Krishna explained, now I will explain to you yoga. And when this intelligence, when you are sufficiently fixed up in this intelligence of yoga, you will know, you will become free from the entanglement of this material existence. He says, Eshate bihita sankhye, buddhya yoga dvimam shrinu, buddhya yukto yaya parta, karma bandham prahasyasi. Karma bandham prahasyasi. You become free from this karma. And then he says, even a little effort, neha bikrama nashosti pratyavayo navidyate, svalpam apyasya dharmasi. Dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. Even a little effort, a little endeavor, sincere endeavor in this direction is enough to save you from the greatest danger. And what is the greatest danger is to fall into the, again, cycle of birth and death in the lower species of life. And then Krishna will make a very soon a presentation of what is the mode of action that somebody should adopt to become free from the cycle of birth and death in this material world. So he explained, yes, Vyasayasmika Buddhir Ekea Kuru Nandana. You should understand one thing is Those who follow this path of yoga are very fixed up in their determination, and they follow only one goal. But those who have their intelligence distracted by too many desires, they cannot obtain success. Then he explained, yes, he explained why. He explained because due to bhogeshvarya prasaktanam taya parita chetasam, too much attachment for this sense enjoyment, for aishvarya, for opulences, will be a great problem in the path of yoga. He already tells Arjuna, it will be a great problem. He says, and then he describes the case of Yamimam Pushpitam Vacham Prabhavati Abhipaschita. The follower of the Veda, Veda Vada Rata Parta, are people who are very, very much attached to the Vedic rituals, who are teaching different rituals to reach to the heavenly planet and enjoy a very opulent and very sensuous life. So he's already telling him it is the wrong understanding of the Vedas. It is not the real purpose of the Veda. And then he explained, Tregunya Vishaya Veda, you should become transcendental to this mode, this Triguna, and Nistregunya Bhavarjuna, Yoga Kshema Atmavam. You should become very fixed in the goal, that is, to become free from this material nature. And then he starts, Karmani evadikaraste mapaleshu kadachana. You have the right to perform your duty, but you have no right to enjoy the result, the fruit of your activities. And this is a famous verse in India. I notice that Indian people know this verse very well. Karmani evadikaraste mapaleshu kadachana. Ma paleshu, the fruit, are not for you to enjoy. It is to offer to Krishna. And then, yogastha kuru karmani, sangam tyadva dananjaya, siddhya siddhyo samo buddhva, samadvam yoga uchyate. Become situated in yoga, whether in success or failure, you do your duty as a matter of, yes, as a matter of duty, you do your work, and this is the perfect mode of action. Durena hi avaram karma buddhi yogat dananjaya. Become free from all abominable action, that is, fruitive action. Prabhupada, Shri Krishna, is condemning fruitive action as abominable. Very strong. Why abominable? Because fruitive action is entangling the soul more and more in the complexities of material nature. And this is abominable, actually, yes. The soul is not meant to become more and more involved in the complexities of material nature. It is a very miserable situation. And we are so sleepy that we don't see our abominable situation, actually. We are in bad shape in this material nature, material body. It is bad, actually. And Prabhupada is, the Acharya are trying to wake us up, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, trying to wake us up to spiritual life, to understand that we have to get out of this slumber. the method is described in first canto of Bhagavatam. These big leaders of the society, these big politicians, are making one after another so many elaborate plans to make a success of this modern society, where people will become prosper and happy. But they don't wake up. They never wake up to the essential point that they can never make anybody prosper and happy unless they teach people to become Krishna conscious and to offer yagya, to offer devotion to Krishna. They never wake up to this essential point. They make so many arrangements that are all materialistic and devoid of God consciousness. So there is guarantee of failure. And Prabhupada says in the purport that there is a method in Kali Yuga to wake up. There is a method that is Harinam Sankirtan. This is a waking up method that everybody should take mridanga, a kartal, harmonium if necessary, and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Lama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the method of waking up in Kali Yuga. And according to the prediction that this modern age will reach to a dark future, catastrophe, Prabhupada predicted some catastrophe are waiting for this modern, so-called modern society, because it is unsustainable and they are doing everything wrong. Everything wrong. They are destroying the nature. They are so many sinful activity in so many. They are killing the cows. It is terrible, very, very bad. But somehow, this Harinam Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will take over and people will wake up after some time, in some future, maybe 50 years, one century, I don't know. We might have taken birth again on the Earth planet to chant with people, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. So, yes, the teaching of Bhagavad Gita is how to act in a way that we will free ourselves. So, the action is described by Krishna that we should act in devotion. Buddhi yukto jahatiha, in Buddhi yoga. And it is described that Buddhi yukto jahatiha. Yoga karmasu kaushalam. Kaushalam means it is the art of action, the art of action, the real art. Art actually means you dovetail your action to Krishna. You remember Krishna, you offer it to Krishna. This is art. Everybody is a little talented with a kind of art. There is so many different arts. Some people are good for cooking, it is an art. Some people are good for mechanic, it is also an art. Some people are good for singing, or so many. And every artist knows that at one point you have to depend on Krishna in your art to make it successful. There is a little challenge at one point, always, that you are not going to do it if you are not praying to Krishna for help. It is every artist knows that on our own strengths, own talent, there is no way our art can be very successful, very attractive. Like Krishna says, Shabdake Paurusham Rishu, I am the sound in ether and I am ability in man. That means in order to have this ability, that is art, ability is an art, so you need to remember Krishna. You need to understand, I need your help, Krishna. I remember I was, for some years, I had an amount of money to give back to my father. I was in debt with my father, and I needed to collect money. And by distributing books, it was very difficult. Or by selling biscuit and samosa on the street, also very difficult, because it was a big amount of money. And by Krishna's mercy, I have a talent to make drawings. I can make a portrait. I can finish your portrait in 25 minutes. Nice portrait. So I started to do this this job on the street of France. I'm originally from France. So French people, there are many defects. They are not perfect people at all. But they have one quality, they have respect for art, for artists. They will give good money to the artist. So this is to be appreciated. So I was traveling in the village of France for the special medieval fair, agriculture fair, special fairs, where people gather with their family, their children, and they come with little money and they want to see what is there. And I was doing the portrait of children and I was doing good money like that. And I remember every portrait was a challenge, every portrait, because you have to make it nice. It has to look like the child. Otherwise, what is the use? And you don't want to cheat the people. So, and at one point, I was praying to Krishna, "Meu Deus, it is still not looking exactly like this child. So please help me." And I was also praying to Tulasi Devi, I remember. So, and every time it was coming out at the end. And Krishna was forcing me to pray. If I would forget to pray, it would never come out. At one point, he would force me, "Now you have to pray." And this is the meaning of art, that we have to pray. This is so important. Without the help of Krishna, our talent, our ability doesn't exist. We need his help. We are helpless. And Krishna appreciates this humble attitude. Like book distribution, I was many years also book distributor, but I was not a big book distributor. I was a regular, steady, little but steady. I was finding it extremely difficult to distribute these books. Nobody wants. Nobody wants. They don't want to become Krishna conscious. They are not at all prepared. So how are you going to distribute these books? So it was a constant struggle and prayer. And you could see when a book goes out, or sometimes even a few books going out, it is a magic. It is Krishna. It is not me doing that. It must be Krishna. So this is also an art, book distribution, the art of book distribution. So everything is like that. Everything we are doing is to be turned into an art, that is to be turned into an activity that is connected with Krishna, that is depending on Krishna, praying for Krishna. Then it becomes very interesting, attractive, and become a demonstration, actually, of Krishna consciousness. So then, the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, is preaching this, like a summary of the whole text. The second chapter is like a summary. It was a favorite chapter of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is a very nice chapter. Some devotees, they learn it all by heart. There is 72 verses. And then, chapter 3 explain that not to abstain from work can make somebody perfect. The renunciation of work is not enough to attain perfection. And you cannot avoid working. At every moment, by the influence of nature, you have to work. You have to do something. But that's why it is so essential that we cultivate Krishna consciousness and learn, because we will have to work anyway. We should learn how we will have to work, how to do it in a Krishna conscious way that is not keeping us entangled in the laws of karma. Like there is this famous verse in the third chapter, Nabudhi Bedam Janayet Agyanam Sarvasanginam. that the devotee will not disrupt the materialistic people who are very attached to their work for fruitive result. He will not disrupt these people. He will let them continue, but try to explain to them how to use this particular activity in a way that can be offered to Krishna also, or something can be offered to Krishna. Then, in chapter 4, ah yes, there is a famous one, 4.14, Prabhupada referred to this one many times. Namam karmani limpanti, name karma palespriya, itimamyo bijanati, karma bir na sabadete. So, I am not, Krishna says, I am, how do you say in English? Namam karmani limpanti. I know in French, sorry, but in French will not help. So, I should give you in 14, yes, here. There is no work that affects me, nor do I aspire for the fruit of action. So Krishna says like that, what I am doing, my work doesn't affect me. And I'm not after the fruit of action. Although Krishna comes to this world and does different pastimes, he's not attached to any result of these activities. One who understands this truth about me also does not become entangled in the fruitive reaction of work. Sorry. So, it is said that somebody who understands very nicely itimamyo bijanati, who understand very nicely the truth about Krishna, karmabir na sabadyate, he also become free from the reaction of karma. Just like Krishna is never entangled in any karmic reaction. But if we could realize the Krishna, who is Krishna, how he is, in truth, then we would be also becoming free from all reaction of karma. This verse is like a little bit like Janma karma chame divyam evam yo eti tadvata. Like somebody who understands the divine activities or the divine appearance of Krishna, who understands in truth this divine characteristic of Krishna's activities and Krishna's appearance, this person doesn't have to take birth again anymore. So it means to realize who is Krishna, And how are we going to realize Krishna? How are we going to know about Krishna? Well, the process is given by the Acharya. The process is given. You serve the devotees, you serve the spiritual master, and you dedicate your life to please Krishna, to please the devotees. And in this endeavor, you will come to feel the reciprocation of Krishna. You will come to perceive something about Krishna, definitely. All of us, we have already endeavored, we have already made some effort to please Krishna in different ways, by chanting japa in the morning, by cooking, by serving, by doing many activities. And in these activities, we can realize the reciprocation of Krishna, how Krishna is helping us, how he is rewarding us sometime if we do it very nicely. Or even if we don't do it so nicely, still Krishna is so kind that he is also rewarding us. So it is a way to understand slowly about who is Krishna. It will slowly we, like this Prabhu, Mahatma Prabhu gave class yesterday, Bhagavatam, very nice. He explained a drop of mercy every day you get from Krishna, and slowly every day you get a glimpse of the presence of Krishna. And this is Krishna consciousness. This is how you become, gradually, day by day, you become Krishna conscious. This is the method is there. Prabhupada was only asking us to go on. And not only Prabhupada, also Bhaktivinoda Thakur was advising us, don't become discouraged. Continue. Chanting, serving. The method is nothing different than that, only that. Chanting, serving, taking prasada. Ah, very important, taking prasada. Offer the food to Krishna, very important. Yagya shista sina santo munchante sarvakil vishay munjate dvagam papa ye pachanti atmakara. That the devotee, because they offer the food in sacrifice to Krishna, they become free from the negative karma. It's very important. Sometimes we take it little less attentively, but we should try always to offer very nicely the food to Krishna. Okay, so there is another verse from Brahma Samhita. Yasvindra gopamata vendam aho svakarma bandhan rupa palabhajana matanuti karmani nirdahati kintu chabhakti bhajam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So explain, it is a nice verse because there is a beautiful analogy between Indra Gopa. There is two living entities, that is the Indra Gopa, that is very, very, very small living entity. You need a microscope to see the Indra Gopa. You cannot see it with your naked eye. And there is, in one side, there is the Indra Gopa, and there is Lord Indra, that is the king of heaven, that is very great personality. So, Yasvindra Gopa Matavendram Mahosvakarma. That means, from the insignificant Indra Gopa up to the king of heaven, Lord Indra, all living entities are suffering the resultant action of their karma in this material world. But if they become devotees of Krishna, then they can become free of this reaction of karma. Bandhan rupa palabha janama atanoti karma. They can become free of the consequence of their karma if they become devotees. So it is a beautiful verse because it explains that whether you are an Indra Gopa, very small, or whether you are Lord Indra, you cannot avoid the consequence of your karma. You will have to suffer whatever wrong you have done. And even so-called pious activity, actually, you will have to enjoy. But whether good or bad, the reaction of your karma are not good because they keep you entangled in the material existence. So it is not good. What is good is this activity that is bringing you out of material nature, bringing you back to Krishna. So this is what Brahma Samhita is preaching. Brahma is telling, become a devotee. Stop the karmic activities. Okay, so please, can you make a comment or you have a question? excuse me, I'm not in my best shape because I was sick for a few days. So I am. So we can read again. So we are engaged in various activities. Undoubtedly, we do not know what sort of activities we should adopt to gain relief from the action and reaction of all these activities. But this is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. And these activities is called devotional service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Thank you very much.